This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield. I'm Pepin Middlehauser. This week, we continue with Sandhill Cranes in Maine by Sandra Mitchell. This essay was published in the Maine Natural History Observer in 2023 and has been adapted for radio. Not only are sandhill cranes unique in appearance, but they also hold several other trophies in the bird world. These birds mate for life and remain with their mates year-round, including during migration. Their young even stay with them for the first 9 to 10 months before separating to join flocks of non-breeding birds. Generally, they will mate around the age of 3, although some pairs may wait as long as 7 years before starting a family. As a rule, sandhill cranes will raise one brood per year and, in migratory populations like we see in Maine, will start laying sometime in April or May. They nest in small, isolated wetlands, such as bogs and marshes. They prefer areas with vegetation growing in standing water, but some will choose to nest on dry ground. It isn't known if males or females select the nesting site, but both parents contribute to building the nest with plant materials from the surrounding area. Females lay 1 to 3 oval brown eggs with reddish markings, which are incubated by both parents for about 30 days. The chicks are precocial and are able to leave the nest and even swim within 8 hours of hatching. The parents continue to brood the chicks for about 3 weeks before allowing them more independence. What is unique and most amazing about these birds is their mating display. These awkward, ungainly birds turn magically into ballerinas when they engage in their musicless courting dance. They stretch their wings, bob their heads, bow repeatedly, and leap into the air while twirling about their partner in a remarkable display of grace, fidelity, and elegance. The first night I witnessed the dance, I was totally and utterly transfixed. I almost forgot the camera that I had in hand, so engrossed was I in what I was seeing. As the birds twisted and twirled, bowed and kicked in the late afternoon sunlight, pure magic happened. Sometimes one partner would rip plant material from nearby bushes or the ground, slinging mud and water into the air as they danced, offering the plant to their partner. With time, I learned the timing of my pair and the cues they were going to dance. During the first few weeks, they consistently danced near dawn and dusk. The preamble to the dance was a series of rolling trumpets, different from the flight call. When I heard these rolls, I knew it was time for me to run to a blind in the open flat area where they danced. One would slowly approach its feeding mate and circle behind it several times, and then, suddenly, the silent dance would begin. The rolling calls were replaced by graceful pirouettes, and the only sound was a backdrop of the red-winged blackbirds and spring peepers. The birds looked rusty in the late afternoon sun as they displayed their fitness to breed and loyalty to each other. With time, the dances became shorter and often not preceded by rolling calls, but they were no less beautiful to watch. Finally, the day came when I witnessed the pair breeding. I had been hoping beyond hope that they would stay and raise a family, but I also worried, knowing there were resident otters, raccoons, and coyotes. However, sandhill cranes are very aggressive defenders of their family. Birds without families are more likely to flee than fight, but adults with chicks will react aggressively, jumping and kicking at aerial predators. For land predators, they will lunge, hissing at the invader, and demonstrate their massive wingspan with full open wings and a forward-pointed beak. The beak is such a formidable weapon that it can pierce the skull of a coyote. Pretty good for birds that are considered to be docile omnivores. That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.